Many people in New York's artistic community are still struggling to get back on their feet a year after Hurricane Sandy. A Department of Cultural Affairs survey of New York's nonprofit cultural community taken immediately after the storm found that 25% of survey respondents reported damage and 60% reported revenue loss. Renee Radenberg joins us now. She's a Rockaway-based glass artist who lost her home and art studio in the storm surge. Also, Kevin Cunningham, the artistic director of Three-Legged Dog Media and Theater Group, which suffered severe water damage, and also, and they're in Lower Manhattan, and also Zach Foyer, the owner of the Zach Foyer Gallery in Chelsea, which lost roughly 700 pieces of art. I'm very pleased to welcome all of them to our show today. Hello.
Hi.
Renee, how much artwork and equipment did you lose in the storm?
I lost about 10 pieces, and I only have about less than a third of my inventory left, and even that may not be saved at all.
Even though it's glass?
Yeah, well, you know, I put my glass together using solder and the what we call a copper foil method. And the glass is coming apart from the copper adhesion, and all the solder has been oxidized from the salt water.
You also live in the same place, don't you? Your house was damaged by the storm?
Yeah. My studio is in my basement, which I got 8 feet of water, which it totally destroyed the whole studio, and it hit the subflooring, saturated the subflooring, and in turn saturated my first floor. And then, of course, the sheetrock got mold growing up, so the whole first floor had to be changed, and also the rebuilding of my studio.
And how long before you were able to pump all that water out?
The pumping of the water was the first week. I had a huge amount of family, friends, and my neighbors. We helped each other to get the water out and then get the equipment out and all the glass, because I use a number of different type of glass. I use beach glass, found glass, stained glass, and I'm also fused glass in kilns. So all that was in the back on my deck in my backyard.
Now, Zach, your gallery is located in that area of Chelsea where so many art galleries are located. How high did the water come into your space?
We are on the first floor, and the water was slightly above my eye level, so it was around 5 feet of water, and we don't have a basement or anything like that, so the water just knocked out all the walls at the ground level and knocked our storage over and did a lot of damage.
Well, a lot of galleries that were hurt did have basement storage as well, but why were some spared and others not? Is it because of the nature of the geology of the Chelsea area?
Exactly. Our gallery is a little bit closer to the Hudson and a little bit lower down on the block than some of the galleries that are closer to 10th Avenue. I know a lot of the galleries that are between 11th and 12th were hit particularly bad, but yeah, basically the closer to the water and the lower down.
Kevin,
the worse it was.
Kevin, can you describe what kind of damage your venue suffered?
Yeah, we had all of our basic air conditioning and fire safety equipment was in the basement. We're in the Battery parking garage, actually. Our landlord is the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And so we had 4 to 5 feet of water down there that took out all that equipment. About a $107,000 bill came later to fix that. And then our
$107,000?
$107,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Then our Studio B, which we're on two levels, sort of one toward Washington Street, toward the river, is significantly lower than the other half of the building. And so everything that was in Studio B was covered in about a foot of water.
What kinds of plays do you present?
We do large-scale multimedia work. At the time when Sandy was there, had just finished a residency with Bill Morris and the video artist that was going to go to BAM. And we had Eric Wallach and Shishama were doing a big immersive piece in Studio A that was completely shut down. They lost all their money that they put into the production. And we were preparing a film that had been selected for Sundance. And we thought that we weren't going to be able to afford to do the post-production because we had to get the facility back up. And fortunately, the Andrew Mellon Foundation came in with a grant to help us make sure that we made it to Sundance.
How long were you unable to mount performances or do this kind of work?
It was about almost 2 months, about 7 weeks we were without telecommunications. Electricity was down for around a week. But then what happened was the Con Ed vaults on both Rector Street and Washington Street, once the electricity was back up, all of a sudden the transformers started exploding, taking the electricity out again. So we just had intermittent electrical issues, for all the way through to January, actually.
$100,000 is a lot of money, but different people can be hurt even by smaller sums. Renee, can you give us a rough price tag on how much the storm cost you financially?
About $70,000, a combination of everything, my home and my studio. I'm still building stuff. I'm one of the lucky ones. My house is almost 99% done with my studio, thanks to my contractor. I know artists that live in Rockaway that don't have their studios up at all, or they're a third into it. They're still rebuilding or don't have a studio at all because their homes were burnt down.
And in the case of an art gallery, Zach, I'm assuming that the figures are rather hazy because you don't know how much a piece is going to ultimately sell for.
Actually, it wasn't super hazy at all because the retail prices of the artwork that we sell are set, and so the insurance company works out an agreement based on that. But we had, in the millions of dollars of damage to the actual artwork, and then to the premise of the space, I would say the damage was just under $100,000, and our business interruption is not clear what that was.
You're up and running again?
We are. We were able to open it again in about 2 months.
I recently spoke to the chef owner of the Good Fork restaurant in Red Hook, and she said she considered giving it all up until the community came through with a lot of help. Have all of you experienced something similar?
Well, we actually were destroyed on 9/11 also. And we've sort of been through a series. Once we were about to recover from 9/11, the recession hit, and then we were just getting out of the recession when Sandy hit. So we kind
of... Have you thought of moving somewhere else?
What I've learned is, and this is also from working with a group in the southern United States that looks at arts organizations in disaster recovery, is that the organizations that either slow down or stop in response to a recession or in response to a disaster tend to die. And so we just keep moving.
Renee, aren't you a member of the Rockaway Artists Alliance?
Yes, I am a board member. And Rockaway is very resilient in turning around. And we lost our space. We actually sit in the Gateway National Park in Fort Tilden. And we could not get there. We couldn't get into our children's program building, nor our galleries. But yet we went and searched for other areas. We continue to meet as a board, and MoMA PS1 built a dome down in Rockaway, and we used it immensely, and we're very grateful for that because we were able to have programs, free programs, for the community to help them heal through art. And I ran one in March through and had a huge day of healing with all different kinds of art venues. And we just got hit with a second whammy when the government closed down. And we just got into our space last week, and we had to struggle for all this past week I've been putting together an art show that celebrates the anniversary of Sandy in Rockaway, and we had the reception yesterday.
Zach, isn't the art gallery business rather cutthroat? Did people help each other nonetheless?
Immensely. And the Art Dealers Association, they gave out grants to some of the younger galleries that were hit, ourselves included. Our neighbors came over and helped dry out artwork and unstretch canvases and carry things to the conservators. Yeah, the community really stepped up and everyone helped everyone.
Were you able to restore most of the works that you lost?
No, the majority of the works were considered complete losses because the restoration costs were higher than the value of the piece, but we were able to restore quite a few pieces.
Mold is the big concern with art, as it is, as Renee pointed out, with just Simple things like the walls in most places. Are you still fighting mold?
No, we had no mold issues because as soon as the water got out, we took down all the sheetrock. Our landlord sent a crew with a bunch of fans, and we dried it out really, really fast. And luckily, there's no mold in the physical space. A lot of the artwork that we tried to save did end up getting moldy, but we moved all of the damaged artwork off-site immediately so it wouldn't contaminate new work coming
then,
into the gallery.
And then sheetrock, I imagine, is easily replaced.
Yes, the entire gallery had to be gutted. All the walls are gone, all the servers, all the wiring, everything like that was replaced.
We are looking at the impact of Hurricane Sandy on the New York arts community with glass artist Renee Rattenberg, Kevin Cunningham of Three-Legged, you say legged or legged?
Three-Legged.
Three-Legged Dog Theater Group, and Zach Foyer of the Zach Foyer Gallery in Chelsea. Kevin, don't a lot of, you kind of suggested earlier that a lot of your performers and artists rely on multimedia, so that means they require more equipment than you would in normal theater groups.
That's right. We have about $1.75 million worth of state-of-the-art media equipment and also staging equipment. But fortunately, most of that was in Studio A and our higher-level studio, so it was safe from damage. We lost a couple of computers and one video projector in Studio B that were accidentally left on the floor. So we were okay with that. But our total losses are closer to $550,000. So,
Renee, were you able to restore most of the works you lost, or you just pick up and start all over?
My work that's been damaged is sitting right now in milk crates. It's really painful for me to even start them, but I'm trying to start up with new work. I just did a new sculpture for this for Rockaway Artists Alliance show for Sandy. And that was my first sculpture in a year.
So that was your impetus to get going again? Were you too depressed to go back to your work for a while?
Well, it's just very painful seeing it. I know a lot of artists, they like the idea of using, you know, the found objects from the storm. But I am an artist that uses found objects to begin with. That's what I do. And it's just to just go back and try to fix them right now and just... I want to start anew. I have a bigger kiln now, and I want to do bigger pieces with fused glass. And so I'm changing my look of my art, and I just want to move forward and be more positive and that, you know, kind of thing, so that eventually I will do them one at a time, but not right now. It's been a long, hard year, and as I was saying to somebody the other day, was that my biggest loss actually was my time to create. That loss of creativity actually did a number on me emotionally.
Because the cleanup takes up so much time.
Right, and I just could not create. I started creating with my contractor to redo my kitchen and my other areas, and thank God for him. And I was Giacino contracting, and
not everybody's been able to get contractors that quickly. Mm-hmm. In fact, Matthew Sherman, who was on our show in the earlier, did a report from New Jersey where people were told that they would have to wait months and months mm-hmm. for contractors who could do certain things that are basic to recovery, like electrical work and
right.
plumbing and the important things.
He was great. I mean,
you lucked out.
I did. I mean, I'm so grateful because there are so many stories that I have friends in Rockaway and in other areas in Howard Beach that have had nightmares with their contractors and getting things done, and people that are going through it right now still trying to rebuild.
Kevin, has the gallery scene in Chelsea changed at all now? Zach, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the gallery scene... all the galleries are pretty much up and opening again. Everyone did within a couple months, but it does feel a little bit different on the street right now. The traffic is not the same that it was a year ago, and I do feel like that our business and the model has shifted a little bit more towards the internet and the telephone than actually people coming into the space. So that's a bit saddening because, you know, I like people to see the shows we do. But the business has picked back up and things are going.
Well, I kind of have asked all of you, why don't you just move? In your case, Kevin, you've had a double whammy so far. Mm-hmm. Is there a place you could move to?
There isn't really another place I can think of that I could do this kind of work, you know. And that's another thing is our biggest loss really was the when the facility is down for 2 months. You know, artists need the right kind of space to do their work in here in New York, and it's an issue that's a problem here in New York. Really, I guess, going through these three things, 9/11, the recession, and this one after the other, made my commitment to stay firmer.
So. Because the recession is an issue over the last decade. I'm sure it's been particularly difficult for both artistic organizations and nonprofits that rely on that kind of funding and galleries that rely on sales. After 2008 market crash, I'm assuming all of you suffered to some degree.
Yeah, we lost 90% of our philanthropic support and 72% of our total revenue in 1 year.
So Sandy came at really a particularly fast. Bad financial time for 3LD.
Came right as we were coming out of that, actually. Yeah, so we shifted our whole business model and have been able to increase our revenue about 300% a year over 4 years. So we were back just getting stable when Sandy hit.
Zach, was there a moment when you wondered if your business wouldn't survive because of the storm and because of the 2008 crash?
I didn't have time to think about that. I was busy cleaning up. So, no, and I really love what I do. Like, I'm going to figure out a way to do this no matter what. Our lease is up in 6 years. I know I'll stay in Manhattan. I don't know where I'll go when it's up. I'm also in the process of opening another branch in Hudson, New York. I'm gonna do shows. I'm gonna be an art dealer, with or without storms.
What about the groups that were supposed to help? Did any of you get any help from FEMA or the Mayor's Fund, the New York Foundation for the Arts?
Mm-hmm.
I got a grant from the New York Foundation of Arts. FEMA was just for displacement. The Rockaway Artists Alliance, they got a number of grants to help us. We just FEMA helped to look at it and say what we needed, but didn't give us any money.
Yeah, we've recovered maybe less than 3% of our loss from FEMA, but we had help from the Mayor's Fund, the Downtown Alliance, Robert Sterling Clark, an anonymous donor.
What about you, Zach? Were any of your artists hit?
Well, most of the artists, when their work is finished, it comes to the gallery. So a lot of artists lost a lot of their work. The show that we had just opened in a gallery a week before by Kate Levant was completely destroyed, and that was a year of work that was wiped out. Luckily, it was documented beforehand, but none of that was salvageable. It was all paper and it was crumbled up in the end. So, yes, a lot of our artists were hit.
Well, I know an artist whose only work that survived was work that he had on exhibit at the time of the storm. It wasn't in a gallery that was hit, but all of his work was in his basement, and it was totally destroyed. Are you taking steps? We have very little time, but I'm wondering if each of you are taking any steps to prepare for the possibility of another storm. Kevin?
Yeah, we're doing whatever we can to seal the space. But our landlord, as I said, is the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. So like all the other big government agencies that we have to deal with when these things happen, it's a little slower than it needs to be.
Renee?
I've glass.
Raising your house?
No, not right now, because I'm attached to my other neighbor, and they're elderly, and they probably won't spend the money to. But I glass blocked the window that this amount of water came through. My contractor put cement platforms to bring things up. I brought my washer and dryer up into my first floor. So there's things that I'm doing. I'm using collapsible shelving so I can bring things up if there's another storm.
And Zach?
We've gotten storage off-site, so a lot of the most valuable works we have in the gallery are no longer kept in the gallery unless we have a viewing for them. And we've also made an emergency plan with our insurance company about what to do next time.
Zach Foyer is the owner of the Zach Foyer Gallery in Chelsea, although he's opening another branch in Hudson. Renee Radenberg is a Rockaway based glass artist who lost her home and art studio in the storm surge. And Kevin Cunningham is the artistic director of Three Legged Dog Media and Theater Group. Thank you all for being on our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.